What's going on, guys? This is your June, I almost forgot what month it was, June ad-free shows exclusive, The Extreme Life of Matt Hardy. The assortment of beverages is out for Matt Hardy here, as we are going to do a special watch-along. Matt, what's going on, man?
I'm just hanging, man. I wish there was an assortment of beverages, just water. I'm back to just drinking water and unsweetened iced tea right now.
Okay.
Unsweet iced tea, so. Trying to gym up a little bit, brother. It's the summer, brother.
I get that. You got to look good out there at the Hardy compound in the pool. I understand. The content is a rolling when Rebby Hardy's around. So,
oh boy, nonstop.
Good, man. This past month, we had one of my favorite guests we've ever had on the podcast. And that was Adam Cole, baby.
Yeah.
And I thought that episode was just so fantastic. So I said, what if we did another match breakdown like we did last month? But we'll do it on one of your Ring of Honor matches with Adam Cole.
I'm here for it.
This one that we're going to watch is a little different, too. It's not just a singles match with you and Adam Cole. It's a match that a lot of people probably haven't even seen. It's a Ring of Honor World Television Championship match between you, Adam Cole, and another guy I'm a big fan of, and I'm sure you are, too, Matt Taven. What are your recollections of this match before we even go back and watch it?
That's a great call. If I'm not mistaken, this was at a Supercard of Honor, Ring of Honor show. It was in New York at Hammerstein. And I remember Steve Corino cutting a pretty intense, lengthy promo at the very beginning. And he was putting me over. And I remember my wife being upset after he cut the promo. So we'll see if that still stands true.
I guess we will find out why she was upset as we watch this promo back. So let's cue it up, Matt Hardy. And
my recollection is not the best. That's only my recollection, so I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Well, let's cue it up and let's find out here. We will go right into this. Part of Ring of Honor's Throwback Thursday series.
Oh, boy. Is this from the new Honor Club or is this old?
This is the old.
Okay. Elimination match, and there we go. The Ring of Honor Look at Steve Corino over there.
Champion. Yeah, that suit could use a little tailoring.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait a minute.
He looks like a serial killer.
Bobby Cruz, let me show you how this is done. I wrote a little something today.
I was acting like a holy figure at this juncture.
I don't care if you like it.
Things to do before I die. Have a shave.
Stop. Ladies and gentlemen, at Ring of Honor's final event in this rat trap you call New York City, I am given the opportunity that you guys could only dream about. Tonight, I get to introduce
you, the athlete,
a man that really needs no introduction.
Well, good. Then let's move on. Thank you very much.
Love.
That's a great line.
That changed not only professional wrestling, but sports entertainment and life in general.
That's a shopping list.
It's heat, brother.
There you have it, yeah. They love me there.
It's like the best chant you could get.
Don't worry about these people. I love
the way
Twitter
the crowd
followers.
Reacted to me at this time.
I love that line. You have 800,000 Twitter followers.
That fans named an entire year after. Matitude! You're a man that has slept with so many divas that have made their hero CM Punk jealous.
I would imagine that was probably the line.
That may or may not have been the line. Yeah, we'll see if there's anything
now
else.
You're like my spiritual son. In fact, you're the Jesus Christ of professional wrestling.
Look at those eyes from Steve Carino.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Holy Land in Cameron, North Carolina, he weighs in tonight at a great fighting weight of 236 pounds. He is the living legend, the icon, the future world television champion, and my best friend, Matt Hardy.
You know what my favorite part about that promo was? He starts off by saying, earlier today I had a chance to write down some notes, and he didn't look at his piece of paper one time during that entire
show. Oh, it was great.
That's a good little detail there that I really enjoy. Did you like having someone talking for you? That's really foreign territory for you at this point in your career, aside from, you know, Michael Hayes in the early goings.
Yeah, I enjoyed having Steve there because it was one of those things. Like, Steve was just so all in to the bit. You know, he would put me over huge, and it just pissed people off more. So it worked really good. I did enjoy that. And look at this
Scarlet there.
Yeah, Scarlet Bordeaux, Truth Martini,
redheaded Scarlet.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Matt Taven, what do you like about Matt Taven?
I'll be honest, the first time I really got to know Matt Taven, I worked with him at a Northeast wrestling show, and we had a one-on-one match, and I was extremely impressed with how his pacing was so good. He was very safe. He was very crisp. He was very good at what he did, and he was very easy to work with, and he wasn't nervous. I was really impressed right from the first moment I worked with Matt Taven.
I'm a big Matt Taven guy. He's trained a lot of great wrestlers on the New England scene, and I highly recommend, if that's an arena you're trying to get into, Matt Taven is the type of guy you want training you.
Yeah, he's good. He's very good at what he does.
This is a three-way dance, so it is an elimination match.
That's what it is? It's elimination?
This is an elimination match, yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Look, it's just so funny. This is before Adam Cole started tanning. And you see him. He's still trying to find himself. And you and him got a beef here, so we're starting off the match.
Right.
Now, what do you think about starting with a hot start like that?
That's the way to go, especially because I screwed him over at Final Battle, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yep.
So, yeah, that is the correct way to go. Here's a little bit of interesting insight that people might enjoy that they don't know. So, you know who was booking the Ring of Honor show back at Final Battle? That was Jim Cornette was the head booker at that time. Although Hunter was starting to rise to power. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Hunter was doing this show at this point. I think Hunter was in charge. Jim Cornette eventually ended up leaving or being pushed out or whatever ended up happening. Jim's initial idea was for me to come in and actually beat him for the title. Beat Adam Cole for the title. As opposed to it being a non-title match as it was.
Hmm.
Which I thought was interesting.
Why that changed?
I don't know, but I do know they. I don't think they liked. I don't think they were a fan of Cornette's creative on that.
I like so the idea that this match. By the way, sorry to cut you off. I like the idea that this match is starting off with him settling his personal beef with you in the middle of.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I feel like that's the only way you can really start it off because Taven was kind of thrown into this. Maybe he won a top contenders match or something, but I mean, the issue in this one was between Adam and I.
And again, you know, he's a guy, Matt Taven, that is extremely credible in his own right here. And Taven was the defending champ here. So he's in this match defending against you guys. It's both of you guys having an opportunity at this.
So he beat Adam for it then.
Yes, Taven beat him. Yes, and now he's defending against both of you.
Right. Because I feel like what Cornette's mentality was, he wanted me to beat Adam for the title, then Adam had to overcome something, and then I drop it back to him. I think that was his initial mindset in a short program.
Gotcha.
And come to think of it, I didn't even necessarily watch in the very beginning, but I did think Taven was the champion going into this.
Yeah, he had the title in his trunks.
Yes, swinging
his
around.
His tights. So here we go. Adam Cole going for a ride. This is kind of the mentality with triple threat matches, right? Like, you have multiple matches within one. We've seen you yeeted to the outside, so now we're going to see Matt Taven and Adam Cole have a little bit of a match here as Scarlett makes a move on Nigel on the outside.
It is a head face from Nigel. It is convenient, I think, whenever you could. That was a hell of a bump. Yeah. It's convenient, I think, when you can isolate a couple guys. You can put a couple guys in and let them work and, like, do nice spots and put on an entertaining match or whatever that's compelling. You let a third guy sell outside for a second. Because it really is hard to keep doing three-way spots over and over and over and, like, get a match you kind of, like, get emotionally invested in. It can be done, but it is much more difficult.
You guys are having a match in the middle of the ring here, you and Adam Cole, and camera keeps going back to what's going on with Scarlett and Nigel there on the outside.
Yeah.
Who said Ring of Honor was all about what happened between the ropes?
Oh, there you have it, yeah. Who said Ring of Honor isn't got a dash of sports entertainment in it?
This is awfully dishonorable, if you will, Matt Hardy. Here you go.
There you have it, yes.
Guns blazing. Dropping the legs.
There you have it. This is when the leg drops that were getting rare. So this was, you could tell this was a big deal that I did a leg drop because they were very rare at this point.
Ooh. Doing a punt. Looking like the Viper there.
Yeah, and I love working as a heel with how I am currently. Just a little slower of a pace. You don't have to do quite as much. Just stay on their ass.
We get a little of a fiery comeback here from Adam Cole, who again is
and once again, you got to keep in mind they're really like set out to make Cole at this point. They want Cole to become like a legitimate single star, and I think they ended up succeeding in that when it was all said and done.
You know, I'm watching him, and even you see compared to how he is now, kick out too, a lot of that emoting that makes a wrestler great, like you see that's something he clearly picked up even more over time.
Yes. And he refined it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can still see it's a very unpolished version of Adam Cole, I think. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, he's still very, very good at what he's doing. He was a natural at this always, but like, he just seems like so much more polished now currently.
Figure four. What's your favorite submission to sell?
I enjoy the figure four. I do enjoy that.
Killer splash there.
So some of the arm stuff. I dig sometimes selling an arm. I like that. I'm big on some of that stuff about like picking a body part and trying to break it down. I think it's great into a story, especially whenever you can utilize it in the comeback and the guy, you know, seems like a one arm man, you know, in an ass kicking contest.
I know, man. Your boy Steve Corino's gotta do a better job at neutralizing the attention from Scarlett there. She was a unique act. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
Teasing the twist of fate. Ooh, I love that. Very cool spot.
There we have it. I remember this is right when this craze first started of like hooking a guy for a DDT. They would throw someone into their own partner and then give them a neck breaker and they DDT their own partner. I remember when I first heard about this, like, I don't know. This seems a little out there.
That is a very young Bucky spot, with all due respect.
Yeah, it definitely is. I remember even thinking about it for this match, and I felt a lot better because it was three different entities that were battling each other.
Look at this.
Yeah, see, there we go.
That's cool. That's different.
Yeah. I threw my version in there, too. I actually love that cover.
Well, in an elimination match, you're pinning both of them, getting it out of the way.
Yeah, I have no recollection of that, but that's amazing. Please, someone send me a GIF or GIF of that. However you're supposed to say it.
I've never seen anyone do that before.
And I love just how Matt Taven's legs were like jacked up over his head, and I just jumped on him.
One, two, ooh.
Damn, I can't believe Adam Cole invited me to a super kick party.
Yeah, how's an Adam Cole super kick feel?
It's good. Very similar to the Bucks.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
Looking for Panama Sunrise. Hooksum.
I would say that Bucks and Adam Cole, their super kicks are both easier than RVD's. Or any of his kicks.
It's probably a safe guess.
I like Truth Martini too. I enjoyed working with him a little bit during this time too.
Unique having two managers in a match.
It is, yes. Yeah, especially two heel managers, yes.
Sometimes, and this is something I always try to be very conscious of when I'm managing, you really have to be careful not to take away from what's going on in the ring.
I mean, very true. And that's something that, like, you know, that whenever I was doing stuff managing people with the HFO and whatnot, that is something that I really worked hard on. I would want to go out, and when things are down, I would give a moment to like keep the crowd engaged or whatever. But you do have to be very careful not to take away from the in-ring action that's happening. Oh, he's coming up with the German. Oh boy, he had to reach for that one.
That's cool though.
That's a big Drew McIntyre thing. He does that really well too.
The tree of woe into the what would it be? That'd be all core strength, I guess.
I've enjoyed the three-way spots we've done though. I thought they had been good. I'm very happy with all of them.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is a fun match. This is a match I'm not sure I've seen all the way through before.
Yeah, I don't remember well. Oh, into a side effect. Even that was good utilization of three guys in the ring.
There's a lot of instances in this match where it's like someone tosses a ball up and then the other person hits it.
Right.
Multiple times in this match that's happened. Sizing him up. Twist of fate. Well, that's a good looking twist of fate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Martini's. Ah, it's a phantom pin. You had him, Matt.
Oh, boy. Am I not scared of Adam Cole?
Nutshot.
Two hours.
We're almost finished.
Well, now Matt Hardy's out.
There you have it.
Out. There you go.
And we finished up.
So Matt Hardy is out.
I am officially finished up. In the ring and at home. And see, she doesn't understand why we do them on the road.
That's exactly it. Look, you can't believe it. You're saying you got the nut shot. Nigel saw it. Everyone saw it.
Yeah. I was like, Nigel, you've got to reverse this decision.
Everyone saw it. Kevin Kelly's grabbing the apron. They're all, I mean, the crowd is all that. They want you out of there. Saying bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
And there's Carino in the ring with Adam Cole. He wants to offer a handshake. How about that?
It's a good call. They can't disqualify me now. I'm gone.
And switch around. Oh, there goes Steve.
Oh, boy.
It looks like he got the best of him with something. Plants him. One, two, three. Matt Taven retains.
There you have it.
There you go.
I'm glad they took it home soon after I was out, too.
Yes. What do you think watching it back?
That's good. I liked it. I was happy with the quality of that match.
It was a lot of fun. I love seeing you and Adam Cole work together. He was a great guest on the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy. Anything else you'd like to add here, Matt?
No, this was a lot of fun. Really good. I always enjoy doing these gigs. And I always enjoy giving a little something extra to the top guys and the top gals. That no one deserves it more than them. You know, couldn't happen to a better group of guys.
That's right. That's right. The words have been spoken. We'll see you next time right here on the Extreme Life I'm Matt Hardy.
Adios.